Northwest Arkansas is quickly becoming a very multi-ethnic region. According to Vilma Dominguez, diversity coordinator for the Rogers Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, there are more than 125 dialects spoken in the region. Saturday in downtown Rogers, more than 50 countries will be represented at the 11th annual Northwest Arkansas International Festival. Dominguez says organizing such an inclusive event requires getting to know lots of people in the area.
You've got to have friends. That's how I do. I've been here since 1969. My family was the first minority family in Benton County. So I have lots of friends. And us minorities, we like to call people friends. We make friends for life. And we don't like to use the word networking. And so I have friends at the U of A with all kinds of departments. I have friends at Walmart Home Office. I also work a lot with the 7 resource groups that Walmart has. I work with all the groups at NWAC. And I just talk to everybody.
About 8,000 people attended last year's event, and Dominguez says she expects an even bigger crowd this year. Saturday's family-friendly festival will feature traditional ethnic foods, cultural exhibits, international dancing, music, and an international fashion show that's scheduled to begin at 1 o'clock. The Gentry Petting Zoo will be on hand, and children can also enjoy a visit from about 10 different characters, such as Mickey and Minnie Mouse and Dora the Explorer. Children will also be able to learn a little about the different countries thanks to an educational passport.
We'll have a little pamphlet that is called the International Festival Passport. And all the 54 countries, I can't remember, the flags will be in there where the children can color the flags. And then those flags will be in certain booths through the whole festival. The children, I say children, but usually adults like it too. Because this is an education program. My goal is to educate everybody from all, you know, how we do it here in America, and then educate the whites on how other countries are, what they look like, what they sound like, what they eat, what their flag looks like, and so on. So the kids will get these passports, all these flags on it. Certain booths will have the flag, one flag. Let's say like the Rogers Police Department will have a booth. They always get the American flag. And so the kids will get their passports at the children's activity area. Then they'll go to look, will look for the Rogers Police Department's booth. Then they have to go there and get it stamped or a sticker put on there, just like you would if you went to that country with your passport. And then when they fill out the entire passport, then they get put into a drawing.
While the event promises to provide an afternoon of free entertainment, it will also be an educational experience.
A lot of people don't know that there's, you know, over 50 countries represented in Northwest Arkansas. These are people that we work with, go to church with, we talk to, you know, do business with. And we need to get to know each other, our different cultures. They're learning from us, but we can learn from them. And I think it'll make Northwest Arkansas a better area to live in if we all get along better.
The 11th annual Northwest Arkansas International Festival is scheduled for 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday. Some of the streets in downtown Rogers will be closed for the event, but parking will be available at the Chamber of Commerce, City Hall, and the Benton County offices. More information is available at rogerslowell.com or 636-1240.